Love is not a feeling, it's a choice. It's a very serious. The prophets found out, boy, this love is serious. God, he said, I thought God was going to say something big to me. And he said, did you learn to love? So, although all this is shed abroad in our hearts, we have to bring it up. We have to let it flow out of us. We got to learn how to live from the inside out. Let it flow out of us. Tell our head when our head want to say, do you realize what they did to you and how they did it to you? And you say, yes, I realize that the love of God been shed abroad in my heart.
In other words, speak to you.
And I can deal with it.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I decree the love of God on them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So I'm way out of my time. I want to slow down and teach this right. And the reason I'm stopping on time today, because I want to teach next Sunday. I know if I don't slow down and finish at my time, that I won't have a teaching next Sunday. I would have to give up my time, and I don't want to do that.
So we're going to talk about love next Sunday, too.
Oh, okay, okay.
If God directs you.
All right. And I believe he's going to direct me because I didn't finish.
Well, good. Not that you didn't finish.
Because we got to learn to love one another.
Yes, he loved us.
As Christ loved. And we don't even have to discern one another to love. Mm-hmm. It's been shed abroad in our hearts. Know what we have in our hearts. And just let that flow out of us.
Bless you, Jesus.
I mean, he said, by this, all men gonna know. They're not gonna guess. They're gonna say, God, there must be some Christian. They must be of God because of the love they have that they're demonstrating one to another. Not fighting in the church. So many churches splitting and people going this way and going that way because they say there's no love in the church. Well, that means that you didn't have any love either. So I'm going to just stop here and give it to Apostle. Come on up, Apostle. Praise God. And happy Father's Day again. And y'all can look on the back and see how much that is for. Your gift cards.
Thank you, Miss Mary.
Y'all are welcome. That is from Fresh Start.
That's awesome.
You know, this is the oneness of God.
Blood has got a godly owner who's a good daddy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Blood. Oh, yeah. Did you think about that when you got Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. I knew that was good.
Love is my language.
Amen.
When I started out, I was just trying to please God. I didn't think about, I didn't think about love like I do now. But it took me to almost get in a fight, and I saw that I didn't want to behave wrong. I wanted to do what God wanted me to do. But when God helped me love that guy, I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And if I could lose everything God ever taught me, I'd keep that one. That's what I keep, because you can learn everything you want to learn from love. Mm-hmm. When I started asking him to teach me to love his people, he started giving me all kind of revelation. And like Mary said, that love, it's abroad in your heart, and you want to do something.
Amen, amen. And abundance, it's
every time God gave me an assignment, I remember I had my good news letters ready out. I had written them out, got them copied, and then it started raining that weekend. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't pass them out in the rain because they could just get wet. And I looked out the window and I saw the Mormons on the bicycles. I said, now they're out there in the rain. I'm in here. Uh-huh. I said, I want to do something. So I prayed. I started praying for the assignment. And that's whenever you go do something for the Lord, lace it with prayer. Pray for your, declare the victory over it. Pray for your safety. Because a lot of people go out without praying for their safety and they get hurt. Pray for the safety of your family, your friends, because the enemy will try to get to them to get to you. But the love of God takes you forward. And then the people that are hearing, pray for them, secure them. But we was at an ICF, the last ICFM meeting that I went to, they played an excerpt called "That's My King," and everybody loved it. So I went after a few days. I wanted to hear it again, and I think I called Pastor to see who had it, and somebody showed me how to get back to that link. Well, I pulled it up and listened to it again, and I shared it with people, you know, at Amen. Work, and everybody texted me back, "I love this." And eventually, when you link on something, whatever's linked to it will pop up. Right. That's how I met Henry Gruber, you know, that's how I found out about him. Well, anyway, the name S.M. Lockridge came up, and it had "That's My King," and then it had "Full Sermon." I said, "I got to hear this whole sermon." So on vacation, I finally listened to the whole sermon. And, you know, the anointing of God is timeless. At first, I said, "He's preaching my message." But actually, I'm preaching his. He was back in the 70s. I was a kid back then.
Okay.
And he preached that message. You know, I grew up, it reminded me of my daddy. And I said, these ministers that love God, even though they were Baptists and Methodists, they were artists, and God was with them.
Amen.
I mean, when you listen to that message, it's awesome. It's so uplifting. So, and you know, I'm gonna send you that one.
Yeah, I hear it.
He went to the White House.
Really?
Yeah. He said in the Wall Street Journal, that was prayer in the White House, you know. The Wall Street Journal published it. But anyway.
Here recently?
No, that was back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And this was an awesome message that he ministered. And his name is S.M. Lockridge. And guess what his name is? Shadrach Meshach. When he said that, I said, I got to hear the rest of this. Let me see. Anyway, while I was on vacation, I listened to. I went back and I started thinking about assignments. When God gives people revelation, they have training for their assignments. And you hear me talking about Henry Gruber a lot because he sought the Lord and got us. He's just like I am. He obeyed God because of a vow. And because of that vow, he kept doing what God said to do. Well, when you have love in your heart and you receive revelation and you keep doing what God say do, you're going to learn some things you can't learn any other way.
Amen.
Most of it will come from the training. That'll give you the footing, the groundwork. And then the greater revelations that people are after will come on top of that groundwork. And because God always builds on a love foundation. If there's no love foundation, the whole thing will collapse. And that's why the revivals that we want to see, we don't see like we want to see. But I say again, this revival is totally different for a lot of reasons than what we're used to. It's still a heavy revival going on. Look at what has happened. They've been trying to get rid of abortion since 73. KI signed the bill. That was not political, that was prayer, like what Nick was talking about.
Amen.
That was people taking authority over wrong.
Because there's a court in heaven. See, we can go into it and silence the accuser. He's always accusing.
Yeah.
Day and night. So we got to pray day and night. That's what Jesus said with the just judge. When we pray day and night, the accuser gets silent, and God speedily comes to our rescue.
And see, this is a statement of people praying because they're killing people. Babies are people.
Yes.
If they continue in this path, what's next? They're going to start killing old people like they already do in other countries.
Actually, the UN had a commercial about the where these old people were saying it's time for us just to die and to let the young people have it. Star Wars, that's what that the last movie, that's what that was about. Letting Leia die, letting Luke Skywalker die, and they just said it. It's y'all's time now, and they really committed suicide.
You know, the enemy is crafty. What you're saying, that's crazy. You'll say it's crazy.
Bill passed a bill where a woman would have the right to abort her baby up to 5 years old.
Oh, no.
Honest.
Yeah, it don't stop. Once it's popular, they can do it. And then judgment follows. So, you know, but when you go back to what God is saying, when you endeavor in that love and you keep following God, you're going to learn things you can't learn any other way. When he was talking about remitting sins, I knew that he was on to something, because when I passed those good newsletters out, all the gunfighting stopped. I didn't know that was going to happen. I was walking the land and praying, just like he was.
Yeah. It wasn't up to you for the enemy. Uh-uh. God.
And I'm like, when I realized what was going on, I said, anybody can do this.
Yes.
And there's so many needs. And I want to see other people do what God give them to do. If God said, you know, if I tried to go do what Henry Gruber do, it won't work. I don't have the revelation
exactly.
And
it's
the foundation he has. It'll be different.
It's not a method. It's a destination.
That's
your destination is different.
It's different.
That's good. That's good.
I can operate in my anointing, in my calling.
Come on.
But what I wanted to, and so one day I got to find it again, but he was talking about how he learned to remit sins. And I want to share some things with you. He used scripture. He can give scripture all day about this. He gave, one of them was Leviticus 25, verses 23 through 25. This is something that he gave. He explained how the land will not be sold forever. And he talked about how the land belongs to God. And then he made a reference in 1 Peter and 2 Peter, chapter 2. He talked about how when Satan takes possession of a land, he takes possession of land through wickedness. When blood is shed on the land and nobody does anything about it, wicked things start happening there.
Come on. Exactly correct.
When people open an X-rated bookstore and nobody prays against it, it develops a portal. It puts spiritual wickedness in a neighborhood.
Exactly correct.
That was a tunnel in Japan, and that were people that had cameras. If that was a wreck, they had to call the ambulance. And the lady hated her job because it gave her so much grief. What God had Henry Gruber to come in that tunnel. You may have heard about it, read it. Well, when he came, he started remitting. He touched every camera. He couldn't go down in the tunnel and walk that, so he touched the cameras. He asked them, could he pray over the cameras? The cameras was just like walking the ground. Mm-hmm. And they said, sure. They were welcoming him to do that because they knew that they knew some things about him. He prayed over each camera and remitted the sins, the bloodshed that was in that area, in that tunnel. And it stopped.
Ain't that powerful? he's the government.
Yes.
He had people you with him that was in agreement with him. Uh-huh. Jesus was there agreeing.
Yeah.
It has to stop. Yeah. Because the blood is on our side.
They would see people crushed and hurt, and they had to see this every day. And he remitted the sins of that place. And it stopped. And the Habu Island, that... You just got to listen to that whole thing. I can't. He went, the Lord told him, he said, I want you on that island at 8 o'clock in the morning. And he told his guy that helps him do his schedule, he told the scheduler, we got to be on that island at 8 o'clock. He said, no, God did not tell you to do that. Because that the two-step adder's on there, that snake, if it bites you, you take two steps and you're dead.
Yeah.
And the fishermen, he said they didn't put gun turrets on that island in World War II because there were so many snakes. Well, God gave him the commission to go and walk that whole island from the bottom to the top.
Wow.
he went down a cave that actually goes under a shelf under the ocean where they had idols. Mm-hmm. And they had been worshiping those idols and doing sacrifices for years. He put his foot on the idol, and this is what he said. He said, all right, he took it. He said he remitted sins as far back as needs be, to the very first thought, word, deed, or gesture. Wow. Then he claimed it and declared the cleansing of the land by the payment of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shed blood of the body, the mind, and the spirit for the transgressions that was committed. And then...
That's taking away all the iniquity.
Everything.
Of everything, all past generations has been there. All that iniquity is gone.
He used the same authority you got. He said, he declared the land is better.
It's powerful.
Sometimes you have to have better. He said, he declared the land is free out of Satan's possession. He said, let it be made known. Anyone entering this area from this time forth to perform any oath, covenant, curse, fetish, agreement with the unfruitful works of darkness will come face to face with the power of the shed blood of the body, mind, and the spirit of the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That has cleansed, that has cleansed and has redeemed this back. He redeemed the land back.
And the rightful hands.
Yes. Now, He prayer walked the whole mountain all the way to the top. And then 6 years later, he went back in that area, and he was on another mountain, and he looked down on Habu Island and noticed that they had cut down the forest, and they built a cement bridge from one island over there. You could drive over there now. And he said, and it was his day off. He told his scheduler, he said, I want to take tomorrow. I'm going to walk that island. He said, this is your day off. You don't need to go over there again. He said, I want to see what happened to it. And then the scheduler's wife said, I want to go too. I want to see what happened. He said, well, what about the snakes over there? She said, do you think they would have built, this is a woman. Women think better than men sometimes. She said, do you think, it reminded me of Samson's mother. His daddy said, Manoah said, if we see an angel, we're going to die. She said, do you think the Lord will kill us after he sent the angel? Women have another kind of wisdom. She said, do you think they would have built a bridge if there were still snakes on the island? And then he thought about it. And so they all went. What they saw were farms. They started raising sugar cane and alfalfa and other things. And they were building up. The snakes were gone. He took it back.
Prosperity always happens, man, whenever you do that.
Yeah.
And I'm fully understanding this now. Mm-hmm. See, I've been on this journey about going. You can. We have the legal right to go before the Father, who is the just judge, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where Satan is accusing constantly everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what you were talking about the churches are actually helping Satan by accusing. That's what causes church splits and everything, is by accusing.
Yeah.
Accusing. The blood of Jesus stops that accusation.
Yeah, and we got to love each other like we're supposed to. Perry Stone said that whenever people split and try to steal members, their members never make over 250 members. Just like with Korah, and Korah, the gainsaying of Korah, he went against Moses, and he had but 250 followers. And their congregation won't grow because they split the body.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't have the research, but he's in a position to know that because he's seen more churches. He's pastored longer than I preached, so he what I'm saying is there are conditions for wickedness. But when you follow God, you won't do the wrong thing. If you follow God, you won't cause splits and divisions, and you'll be doing things that grow and develop.
Yeah.
When he kept following God, God trained him for this. When that was enough love that he was strong, he had the foundation. You got to have that foundation. Then God will build on top of it. gang activity where people were being shot. He would walk the ground. Every time he hear about it, he'll go walk where the, where blood was spilled and remit the sins of that place.
Amen.
And it'll stop.
Amen.
But that was, take too much time to tell that one. That was a place in New York. It was so bad, the pastor said, don't go up there. When people needed an ambulance, they had the ambulance would meet them at a grocery store. They would not go, and the utility people wouldn't go back in there. The police wouldn't go back in there. I didn't know something like that would exist. Nobody, the firemen wouldn't go back there.
Especially in a certain place in California.
Yeah.
And there's some places in Chicago.
Not go in a certain place.
So, when Henry Gruber, they begged him not to go. His son begged him not to go. He said, look, I'm going. He said, if they kill me, he told his son this. He said, if they kill me, I want you to put my dead body in that van, drive me to that grocery store, and pray over me. I'm going to come back to life, and I'm going to finish walking that ground.
Saying something right there.
Now, you know what that told me? He meant what he was doing. He's going to do this no matter what.
Exactly.
When it's that way, that's faith in what you're doing. He believed in what he's doing. And he walked the grounds. He prayer walked it without getting hurt or nothing. And after he prayer walked it, the violence stopped. The city came in and tore those houses down. They were getting electricity from other places. They were so bold, they just take an extension cord and run it, whatever they could get electricity. Nobody would come back there and bother them. They tore all that down. Yeah, this was in New York. And they cleared the ground. They built new houses and apartments, and it became a nice place to live again.
Always prosperity. When you remit the iniquity and the sins of the location, that's what we're doing right now in Birmingham. We're doing it in Birmingham. It's fixing to change. Everything's changing.
Yeah. When, if I would have been doing it, I would have just rebuked the enemy. I wouldn't have said the, like he did, the blood, the body, the mind, and the spirit.
Yes,
of
sir.
The Lord. That comes from revelation.
Yes, it does.
That comes from relating to the Lord.
Yes,
he did something that they, every time people kept coming to sacrifice, but every time they did, they run right into the shed blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And it wouldn't work no more.
Amen.
He took the lamb. Now,
too late.
That's all right. Good stuff.
Okay, I'm going to end with this.
Release.
This is just a sample of what God will do in you, in your destiny. What he created, just draw near to him. Nobody can give you a format. You got to go to the Lord, and whatever he say to do, do it.
Amen.
He'll build a foundation, and he'll build on top of that foundation. And it's better than anything you ever seen. Dear Lord, I thank you for your love.
Yes.
I thank you for your grace and your mercy and every gift given, every word spoken. Thank you for every person that obeyed you this morning. And use it around the world. And bless it to be a blessing to your people. In Jesus' mighty name, through the website. Help us to go forward doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thing about the Lord is he never sleeps or slumbers.